$1,396. Sam Truisk.
Trusick,
I apologize, seeks a variance from the fence height requirement for a proposed fence, sections 115-25, 115-184, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Angola Road, approximately 0.30 miles west of Camp Arrowhead Road. The 911 address is 33005 Angola Road in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, and Parcel 13.06. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the 7-foot maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence. To date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 19 mail returns. And I also will note that staff did receive a photograph from a resident that wishes to remain anonymous. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Samuel Ed Trusick, 33005 Angola Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members, for your attention. I'll try and make this quick. I know I'm the last person. I don't want to keep you here all night. But first, I'd like to apologize because I didn't realize that I needed a permit for a fence, to be honest with you. Most of the fencing people I spoke to said I didn't need one, but apparently I do. And I know that the ignorance of the law is no excuse, so therefore I would like to apologize because I started to erect the fence, and I have pictures here. And the reason I started to put the fence up was they're putting a development behind us there. And by the way, my neighbors were here, but they had to leave. They were going to, you know, let you know that they had no opposition to the fence, but his wife works at BB. She had to leave because she had to go to work. But anyway, they're building, I forget the name of it, and behind us. And the houses are really jammed in there. They're very small lots. Not that that's any of my business, I guess, but the elevation behind my house is higher than the elevation where I'm at. And so I wanted to put up a fence, because what happened was the builder, I think it's Capstone, went in there, and if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there were some restrictions that were placed on the builders for taking out all the trees between, from what I understood, there was some kind of buffer zone between a development and existing houses. Well, they went in there, and there's like two sections of my property. The one section where the one house is, and again, I have pictures, there's a lot of white pine trees that provide nice cover. And then on the other side, there were white pine and there was some hardwood. And they went in and they took all the pine out behind the house. They took the entire buffer zone out. So there's really no privacy whatsoever. And again, I have some pictures here if you want to see them. And also the, do you want to see the pictures?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see them.
Okay.
You need to give them to our staff down here, please.
They have them numbered.
They will not be returned.
That's fine. I have no. So anyway, it's about a 3-foot drop from where they're putting in the new houses to the back of my property. And, you know, for me to put a 7-foot fence up there really wouldn't have served, it wouldn't really have given me any privacy. So I went ahead.
Who sold you the fence?
I talked to a couple different fence people. I had a local builder put actually construct the fence. I didn't.
Who was that?
His name is Tim Burney.
Tim what?
Burney.
B-U-R-N-E-Y?
Yes.
Where's he located?
He lives in, I believe they live in Long Neck. He's just a local guy I know, and he's a builder. Not a builder, but he's a contractor.
He's the one who put the fence up?
Yeah. And it cost a pretty good amount of money, too, by the way. And it's not complete, because I stopped, because I realized what happened was Ms. Passwater, somebody complained. It wasn't either one of my neighbors, because I asked them. I think it was Capstone, to be honest with you. I don't know who else would possibly complain, because there's nobody back there. The houses aren't even, weren't built yet. The one is now, but the one where this fence is, isn't built. So anyway, I get to him, I said, listen, I'm going to put a big, I'm going to put this fence up here. And so we got about halfway across, and that's when Ms. Passwater came by and told me that somebody complained and informed me that I needed to get a permit. And I said, oh, geez, I didn't know that. And she said, well, what you need to do is go file for a variance. So that's when I filed for the papers for the variance. Now, what I wanted to do was the second half of the fence. See, the fence is now not completed. Okay, you got the one side over here. And what I was going to do, where they left the pine trees, was I was going to dip it down, like dip it down, because it would stay underneath the branch. I wouldn't have to cut branches off the pine trees.
Are those your bird feeders?
Yes.
But they're on not other person's property?
No, they're not. That's my point.
This fence, is it on the property line?
No, no, ma'am. There's about 10 feet into this swale back there. There's a lot of water that comes off that property where they're building, and there's like a drainage.
So the split rail fence, who's...
That's fine. What I was going to do, Madam Chair...
Sir, if you can make sure you're near a microphone.
What I was going to do, Madam Chair, when the fence was completed, I was going to take that post and board out and butt the side post and boards up against the new fence. I had put the post and board fence way in on my property because of that swale back there.
Well, I guess they did leave some buffer, though.
On the one side, not on the other side.
Well, I don't have pictures of the other side.
Well, they were in the package there.
No, I see pictures or buffer. Okay.
The picture where the picture where the fence actually exists, not the post and board fence.
I saw that.
Okay. It's number two.
Turn it around.
This one. They left some hard wood trees
right
on my property line. They took all the pine trees.
That's a buffer.
Yeah.
That is what is considered their buffer, vegetative buffer.
Okay. Yeah. They took all the pine. They took all the pine trees out. Up to the, I don't know, how far of a buffer are they supposed to leave?
I have no idea.
Anybody know?
What does that have to do with your...
Well, that's why I put the fence up, Madam Chair, because you can see right through there. And when they build that house there, it's going to be, there'll be no blockage there. No privacy, so to speak. So anyway, my intention was to take the fence, the existing fence, bring it down under the other pines on the other picture, and just run it across and finish the job. But obviously, I need to have a variance to do that. So that's why I'm here.
So you didn't get a building permit, and you did?
A fence permit.
Yeah, a building permit.
No, I didn't. I didn't realize I needed to. Okay. I apologize for that.
And then when Ms. Passwaters came out there, then you stopped?
I stopped, yeah.
Building?
Yeah.
And how many feet of 10-foot fence did you want to put up?
I don't want to put any more 10-foot. I want to leave the existing 10 if I can, and then drop it down to 7 and run it across, because where I'm running it across, the pine trees are still there, so I don't have a problem with that. I mean, unless you want me to make it 10-foot all the way across, if you think it would look better.
No, I think you should have got, how long have you lived here?
I just moved here full-time about a year ago. I built the house 5 years ago.
So you got a building permit for the house though, right?
The builder did, yeah. Honestly, I didn't realize you needed one for a fence.
Okay.
So you put up 54 feet of this 64 feet. You need to put 10 more, is that what I'm understanding here?
It's a 64 linear feet of fencing at 10 foot high.
That's what's built.
That's what's built.
Yes.
64 feet is built.
I believe so.
And you want to add 10 more feet to this?
No, it's probably another 60 feet across.
Everything to the left.
He wants his whole backyard.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't want to see those people on the other side.
I mean, I'll be happy to pay any permit. You know, I mean, obviously, again, I realize I made a mistake by not getting a permit. But I do think that it was well constructed. It looks nice. Spent a lot of money on it.
And I apologize, I didn't catch all that conversation there. Are you saying that you want, because it's a 3 foot variance for the height of the fence, you're allowed 7, you want 10?
Miss Passwater said 7.5. But,
the
okay.
survey that we've got shows 64 linear feet has been built.
Yes.
10 foot fence. You want just that as 10 foot, or you want the entire backyard to be 10 foot?
My intention was to, because I have the evergreens on the other side, the where I would finish it, I would swoop it down 3 feet and run it across, because that way it would be, I wouldn't have to cut all the branches.
Do you know how many, because if it's 64 linear feet is constructed a 10 foot tall fence now, mm-hmm. you follow me?
Yeah.
How many more linear feet do you plan of having of it being 10 feet tall?
No more.
Okay, so that's all. That's the only portion of this fence that's gonna be 10 feet tall.
Yes, sir.
And then the rest of it will drop right down to 7 feet and will stay way the rest of, okay, all right.
That was my intention.
Okay, I just want to understand your request.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It won't slant down, it's coming straight down across.
Well, I figured I'd like make it swoop down so it would look nicer, I mean, you know.
How many linear feet do you think it would take for you to go from 10 feet to 7 feet?
Across the rest of it? So you mean to finish it?
From where you come from 10 feet to 7 feet, how many feet will that take you to get there?
3 foot.
Okay, so if we said you had 70 linear feet of 10 foot tall fence, that's what you would want, just to give you a buffer?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That would be more than sufficient, I think.
Yeah, common area behind it. You see that? So this development that's going behind you, I guess they didn't go for a public hearing, didn't give you the opportunity to voice your opinion?
About putting a development in? Not that I'm aware.
Because there is common area behind you.
Yeah.
You see where that...
Yeah, that's what I was told was this quote-unquote buffer, that where they were supposed to leave the trees, is what I was told. But I can tell you all my neighbors are pretty upset about that back there, because I'm not the only one, but of course they're not here, so this is just me talking now, but... And then we have, it doesn't matter. Never mind.
So he's allowed 7 foot in the back?
Correct. So, and then, Anne, if you could just click the buffer behind.
Can I just ask a question? Miss Passwater told me 7.5, not that a half a foot's going to make a difference, but it is 7? Is that the...
It's 7, but she may have been looking at the grade. If it's built on sloping land, if it's measured from one side, you could be 7.5.
Gotcha.
If it's measured from the other.
Well, that's why it's so tall to begin with, because I'm telling you, there's got to be at least a 2 to 3 foot difference between the grade. I mean, I don't know what.
Sorry, Anne, if you just click the search results.
Sure. The way they've graded that back there, it's way higher than where we're at on the other side. See, the houses I'm in, they're not in the HOA, they're independent, they're built by a builder, and I don't have an HOA or anything like that.
So So to answer the question, Chair, the development to the north is Bay Pines, and it's
Bay Pines. That's
it. It's a cluster subdivision with a 30-foot forested buffer, of which 20 foot of which minimum must be forested. And if that buffer is being removed for stormwater purposes, it must be reforested. It's a forested buffer. And you can see on the aerial photo with at least some of the buffers being replanted.
Those are my trees, I think. Yep. He hasn't replanted anything back there.
So if you zoom into the development, you can see on the aerial photo one lot over, or two lots over, to northwest. You can see a staggered row of trees that have been planted. No, to the northwest of this parcel, so northwest.
Right there.
Oh, yeah, they did put trees in back there. Okay.
And they will take, you know, the planting plan is based on long-term getting them to mature.
They did do that, so I'll say that. They did put them in over there. But they haven't put anything back here. And this is gone. That can't be a recent picture. They took all that out.
Okay, would you please come back to
yes,
the...
Yes, ma'am.
So, if your application is not approved, then would you take the fence down to the 7 feet as required?
If you made me, it would cost me a lot of money, and it would be... I'm trying to retire. I'm not, you know, I mean, I've spent a lot of money on this thing. I mean, I would appreciate it if you just let me finish it at 7 foot. I'll make it nice. It's a beautiful fence.
10 foot's really high.
So to understand this, there's a swale and it comes back up.
It drops into my property. The house that's going behind me is going to be about 3 foot higher, at least 2 foot. Maybe I'm exaggerating 3 foot, but if you look on the picture, you can see the elevation. And then there's a swale there. I guess that swale was there when my house was built. So that's a natural swale. I guess it was just from the water runoff over the years or whatever the case may be. I believe that used to be a farm.
What I'm getting at is...
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Is this built on the level or is this built somehow into this swale?
No, mine is on my property, which is the lower side. So it's not as high when you're on the other side looking at my side.
All right.
Okay, it doesn't look like this monstrous fence from the other side. That's why I'm surprised that somebody complained about it. And I can't imagine who that could have been, because first of all, if somebody had a problem with it, they might have, well, again, you know, I should have got the permit in the first place, and maybe somebody could have came over and talked to me about it. But
and in that process, you would have been told that the fence height should have been 7 or 7.5.
Right. And I would have adhered to that. But like the fence people just kept telling me, no, you don't need a permit for a fence. But again, negligence of the law is no excuse, as they say, and I understand that.
You did say you had a contractor do this also.
Yeah.
He's a
Murray. Yeah.
So I hear you say you
didn't want to.
You paid for it.
I asked him to come, and he's like, oh, man, if I go down there, they see me, and I didn't get a permit, and he's going to get in trouble. And so,
yes.
You know. Here I am by myself, you know. And I'm telling you, this was not cheap. So, and it's not going to be inexpensive to finish.
They really upset you, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I can tell.
I'm pretty upset, yeah.
Okay. I have to ask this question. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Does anyone have any other questions or remarks? No? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
The
The variance requested is for all the way across, is that correct?
70 feet, correct?
Yes. That's what we've asked. Correct, you're seeking a variance of 3 foot for the fence height for 70 linear feet.
The existing fence, I'm asking you to let me leave that there.
The existing fence is 64 feet linear?
Yes.
Linear feet. And what you're asking is for a little additional room to allow you to slope it down to the 7 foot.
And finish it.
So if that was the case, we would have 70 linear feet. That would give you 6 feet more or less from your current fence to get it down to 7 feet.
Yes, sir.
And that fence would be seven feet tall the rest of it.
Correct.
So we need 7 feet for a sweep.
I mean, it gives him some, right now he's got 64 linear feet, a 10-foot tall fence. I got you. It's late.
I don't think it'll take 7 feet to swoop it down, but I mean, you know, I just want to make it look nice, that's all.
Make it right, hit me another section of fence, it'll take.
Yeah, maybe, you're right.
So, one other section.
So, I guess a point of clarification for staff. Had correct process been followed, and a 7-foot fence permit applied for, a permit paid for.
Correct.
Then the 64 feet that's been built would have been built, assuming that the permit was approved, would have been built at 7 feet.
Correct.
And I assume that the application on the permit would have taken it 7 foot all across the back line.
Probably, if that's what.
That's what they would have told you.
Yeah.
If I can assist with one point as well, that the 64 feet, I believe, that there's a building permit currently on hold pending the outcome of this Board of Adjustment case. And I believe the 64 feet, because there's a question about where that number came from, I believe that was, because that's my handwriting on the drawing. And at the time of submission, it was requested how much are you applying for? And that's where the 64 feet came from, because I believe that's on the building permit. So depending on the Board's outcome, that building permit would need revision, sir.
Yeah, we once I realized we needed one, we came down and filed.
So my point then, a variance would not be necessary had the permitting process been done correctly and the permit paid for.
Correct.
So where I would like to get to, and I'm not sure how to do this, is that I think the 64 feet should be corrected to 7 feet. And I think the permit should be paid for. And I think permission or consideration by whoever approves the permit for allowing Mr. Trusik to put his fence up at 7 feet high across the back.
So to answer that, to get to where you'd like to go, Dr. Carson, we need a motion to deny it, because then he would not be allowed a variance at all for a 10-foot tall fence. He would have to apply for a building permit, and that would be, he'd have to build in compliance with that building permit.
So, Madam Chair, I would make a motion to deny the variance request for case 12396, and because I believe the difficulty has been created by the applicant, and that a letter, whatever our letter is, be sent to the builder, informing them of the correct procedures to permit the installation of a fence.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Without a second, the motion dies for lack of a second.
No second? Then the motion dies, and I entertain a motion.
Mr.
Would you care to table this until our next regular meeting? If so, I will entertain a motion to that effect.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12396 for Sam Trusk?
Trusk.
Trusk, for 70 feet. I don't want to see Mr. Trusk go to the financial. I don't want to see him go through the financial hardship of having to do it. The property does have an indent or a swale there. I don't think it'll alter the physical appearance of the neighborhood, so to speak. So it's just behind his house.
You want a letter to
do
the
you
builder?
Believe he's
I absolutely want a letter to the builder. And could I get a copy of that letter emailed to me or sent to me? Because I would like to see what we're sending out.
Do you, now you may forget what I was going to say. Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Carson.
No.
And I vote no. So for a vote of 3-2, your application is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. May I ask a question?
You may.
If I come down and apply for the permit, can I finish the fence at the 7 foot? Mm-hmm. Or do I have to do something?
What the board has done.
Yep.
Is the board has approved your application.
For the existing fence.
For the existing fence, and it appears to be 6 additional feet.
Right.
So you have 70 feet of which that fence, 70 linear feet of which that fence can be 10 feet tall.
That needs to go down to 7 feet.
It needs to be down to 7 feet after that 70 feet.
I do need to file for another permit for that to finish the fence.
You're going to amend your building permit. You need to go to the office tomorrow.
Okay.
Call to Mr. Whitehouse tomorrow, and you also need to provide the office with the address and name of your builder.
Yes, sir.
So that way we can send him a letter that's part of this motion and part of your approval.
I understand.
All right. Thank, you.
Thank you very much. Have a great night. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
And board members, since we're talking about the letters to builders, I will start copying you on that so you can see those going out. I'm pleased to report I actually just today got a letter in the mail from a builder who we had sent a letter to that he has started changing his processes on how he is notifying people, and this is I believe it's a shed company. So these are effective. I know that I typically don't have to send, a lot of times I send these out and I don't hear from these folks again coming back. We do have some bad apples or some mistakes that are made, but for the most part, I think they are helpful. So I'll start copying on it so that you can see this.
Thank you.
Any additional business before the board?
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
What?
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Brent?
Yes.